You're listening to a podcast provided by Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. This podcast explains about the types or formats of medicines available for children. It was written in September 2006 and recorded in April 2008. Most medicines come in a variety of types or formats, such as liquids, tablets, drops, or injections. When your doctor is prescribing medicine for your child, remember to ask about the different formats available. If you know from experience that your child prefers tablets to liquids, please tell your doctor. Wherever possible, your doctor will prescribe the medicine in a format that makes it easier for your child to take it. Remember that you can also discuss this with your pharmacist when you hand in the prescription. More information about each format or type of medicine follows. With liquid medicines, the active ingredient is combined with a liquid to make it easier to take or better absorbed. A liquid may also be called a mixture, solution, or syrup. Many common liquids are now available without any added colouring or sugar. In tablets, the active ingredient is combined with another substance and pressed into a round or oval shape. There are different types of tablet. Soluble or dispersible tablets can be safely dissolved in water. However, some coated or enteric tablets cannot be dissolved or dispersed. Capsules are often a similar shape to tablets, but the active ingredient is contained inside a plastic shell that dissolves slowly in the stomach. Some capsules can be taken apart so the contents can be mixed with a favorite food. Others need to be swallowed whole so the medicine is not absorbed until the stomach acid breaks down the capsule shell. Topical medicines are creams, lotions, or ointments that are applied directly onto the skin. They come in tubs, bottles, or tubes, depending on the type of medicine. The active ingredient is mixed with another substance that makes it easy to apply to the skin. Suppositories are medicines inserted into the rectum or back passage. The active ingredient is combined with another substance and pressed into a bullet shape. Suppositories must never be swallowed. Drops are used when the active ingredient works best if it reaches the affected area directly. They tend to be used for the eyes, ears, or nose. Inhalers deliver the active ingredient under pressure directly into the lungs. Younger children may need to use a spacer device to take the medicine properly. Inhalers can be difficult to use at first, so your pharmacist will show you how to use them. You can also see how this is done on our video podcast, Using an Inhaler. There are various types of injection, differing in how and where they are injected. Subcutaneous injections are given just under the surface of the skin. Intramuscular injections are given into a muscle. Intrathecal injections are given into the fluid around the spinal cord. Intravenous injections are given into a vein. Some injections can be given at home, but most are given at your family doctor's surgery or in hospital. Implants or patches are used when the active ingredient can be absorbed through the skin. Nicotine patches are used to help someone give up smoking, and contraceptive implants can be used as a long-term method of contraception. Some medicines can be absorbed through the lining of the mouth. These are called buccal or sublingual tablets. Buccal medicines are held in the cheek and sublingual medicines are held under the tongue. Buccal and sublingual medicines tend only to be given in very specific circumstances. You can find video podcasts on this website on how to give some of these different types of medicines to your child. This information was compiled by the Pharmacy Department in collaboration with the Child and Family Information Group at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. It was written in September 2006 and recorded in April 2008. This information does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. If you have any questions, please ask your doctor. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.